today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever given you a gift? Was it wrapped in a box or in a gift bag? Did you wonder what it was? Did you want to take a look, shake it around, or do something to assist you with guessing what it was? Do you like receiving gifts from your friends, your coworkers, relatives, or significant other? As time ticks away and you get closer and closer to the day you get to open your gift, do you become anxious? Well, guess what? You don't have to wait any longer to open the gift God has given you through His Son, Jesus Christ. You can open that gift today, right now, this very moment. The reason you may not be where you want to be could have something to do with you not opening your gift. Each day I hear conversations like, I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I wish I had this or that. I have to find a way to make this work. Or, if I could only. Statements like these are echoed by those who have not opened their gift. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, it is written, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. This verse is saying that you have received a gift. In order for a man to have received a gift, someone had to give it to him. The gift that God has given you through His Son will make room for you. If you're not experiencing life at the level you think you should, ask yourself this question. Have I opened the gift I received? The gift that you have not opened will make room for you. If you have opened your gift, ask yourself this question. Am I using my gift? Your gift will enlarge your space of operation. It will change the course of direction and bring you before men of influence, leaders, who in turn will give you greater opportunity. You wouldn't receive a gift from a friend and allow it to go unopened. So don't allow what God has given you to sit in the corner, on the shelf, or in the closet of your mind occupying space. Open your gift today, right now, and take action using it this week and each day of your life. It will continue to open doors for you. It will continue to make room for you. It will continue to bring you before great men of influence that God has put in your place to bless you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.